Tauchi dia za za za. Keep it up.
Kaboom!
This is the mix.
This is the life.
Lock on or log on now.
Sangeet 106.1 FM.
This is authentic East Indian radio.
This is us.
Rashmi and Big Daddy with you inside the Wake Up Show on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us.
Good morning. Sitaram, namaste, salam alaikum, bandhi sahib, and hallelujah.
Welcome
to Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us, and of course, it is the Wake Up Show with DJ Vicky, your shitty Big Daddy, and the one, the only Rashmi. Dun, 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 dun. Good morning.
Thank you, Lord, for life and another day to be thankful for. Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, Friday Eve.
Back
pretty excited
B2B.
About that.
B2B.
B2B.
Kya baat hai B2B?
Good.
You're good, B2B?
I don't complain. Feel a little warm this morning, though, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
For some strange reason. Yeah.
You need to have Papillon next year, so... He will kind of like bring the temperature, you know, to a nice little cool kind of vibe. You know, when the puppy lals are around, they kind of take the heat down. You know what I mean?
You think so?
Yeah.
No.
Dogs are known to relax you, take away all your negative energies and everything along those lines. At least that's what I've been reading over the last few weeks.
I could understand the relaxed part, but the temperature control, I know about that.
Your temperature does go up?
I'm just feeling...
No. When puppy are around?
He has raised my pressure.
Really?
Yes.
All the time? Right through?
Sometimes.
You don't ever like just be dormant and like, quiet and just...
No, we have this thing where we have to move the chairs away from the table. Because he climbs up on the chair and he automatically gets on the table. So... I'm like,
where's my food?
Right. And now I have to find somewhere else to plug my phone, because where I plug it into charge, he stands up and takes his mouth and pull out the charger, the charger port. So he did that yesterday, and he thought it was a game, so I practically had to run him around the house to get it.
So basically what you're saying is, girl, stay off your phone.
He mischievous.
Come
on,
check
God.
Me out. Come online with me. Forget your phone.
He mischievous.
Let's get that phone dead. I'm going to bite up the charger.
Everything Popular in that mouth. They're like babies. Like everything in that mouth.
Yep. Popular is old now?
5 months.
5 months, okay. Give him another 2-3 months and he'll start getting out of that stage. And then he'll start explore even more in some other stages, in some other departments, in some other ways.
As long as he can start eating his poop, we good.
Oh, God.
You know dogs do that, right?
They're kind of inquisitive. They don't really do what you just said.
No, trust me, they eat it. Yes, they do. I've been reading on it. And there's a term for it. And there's actually supplements that are being sold that when they eat the supplements... And they pass their stools, it's bitter and pungent, so it discourages them from eating it. I'm like,
right now, there's somebody eating a nice hot doubles and you're talking about.
I'm sorry, I didn't think about that.
No, there's doubles going on.
Thinking about dog pooping the doubles. Anyway, moving on before I get off. Morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Vicky Lal. Kya baat hai? What is he seen?
Hi, day. I see we.
Day?
Yeah, man. I see
like night?
Yeah, they like night and board like ply.
Right, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So where is he today?
No, I see yesterday we boys doing good. So I think we ready for the finals now.
Yeah, we think, a lot of us, I'm sure you as well, think it's going to be curry chicken versus chicken curry again.
Yeah, because I think they didn't lose a game, the Guyana didn't lose a game.
No, they lost against us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they lost one game.
But
I feel they're going to beat Windwards.
Yeah. Well.
Then it's going to be Bungali Babu versus Trini to the Bone.
You know, that is how it is always end up, eh?
Yeah. All the time. But something about this Trinidad team is all of them come together for this particular team. They're looking menacing, boy.
I think like, this team should be TKR.
Yeah. For real. No doubt about it. But, you know, they had to split us up.
Yeah.
So they could say, well, you know, everybody kind of even. Everybody have some skills. Every team is good to go. But if they really put all of us back together again,
Because
pressure, you know.
Because it's actually good to see Ron Paul back. After so long, he was MIA, you know.
He was looking like me for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, he had a little belly. But now I think he's good to go. Yep. Nice to bat. So what was on the menu this morning?
Oh, we had bread and peanut butter.
Bread and peanut butter. All right. Cool. And no problem is getting to the place of employment.
No trouble.
Very good. No popo, madman.
Nah.
Nothing like that.
None of them.
Very good.
They were still doing.
No cow crossing the road, kicking down the bucket of milk.
Nah.
Nothing like that.
Nah.
Right. Alright, cool. Nice. So we shall
link like chain.
That's what we're talking about. Right. So the one and only DJ Vicky, aka Mr. Engineer. Yeah, it's 17 minutes after 6 o'clock, and I had to tell you, I wake up this morning and I was getting some good sleep, and I find like when I get real good sleep, you know, it's very, very difficult. It's more difficult than, you know, when you're sleeping in and out, and you tell yourself, all right, I'll get up in a little while, all right, no problem. But when you really knock out and you get up and you're really getting that sweet sleep, it has crossed your mind, you know. Should I call and say
I ain't
fit
to come today?
Yeah, it crosses
Trust
your
me,
mind.
We're in the
it
same
does.
Boat this morning.
What?
That's how I felt. I got up like 3 o'clock and was like,
now one day Vicky gonna get a call. One day Vicky gonna get a call.
Like,
he blaze.
I got up. I'm like,
you just blaze.
I went back to bed. I'm like, you know what? 5 minutes. I'm like, Rashmi, get off this bed. So I contemplate. I say, I'll go and tell you, I'll come in around 7 o'clock. And I was like,
nah.
So no, this was my. I said, like, Rashmi, that is bad work ethics. So you need not do that. So get up and get moving.
No, but people just don't understand it. That's 3 hours in the morning. It come like an 8 hour kind of thing. Eh? It's so weird. I don't know even how to explain it properly. But I don't know how you did it for so many years. You know, I really.
I don't know. I'm still.
I am not worthy. We are not worthy. honest to God, because once you do the 3 hours in the morning, it really kind of it takes a lot out of you, boy. A lot in terms of the rest of the day, especially if you have a full day. You know what I mean? Like if you have a lot of different activities, a lot of different duties and stuff to attend to, it really does take a lot out of you in the morning. Some days are just like, wow.
So that's why I'm pretty excited on a Thursday, more so, because I know tomorrow is Friday.
Yeah,
then I get to lie down on Saturday extra. About to get up 3 o'clock.
Yep.
So there we go.
But right now, it's time for the Guardian headlines. So let's do it like this. Your Guardian newspaper headlines on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us. Right, so what do we have this morning?
All right, let me see what we got here. Oh, wait. I need to put on my...
Your goggles? Your googles?
Yeah, there we go.
Your chashma?
What?
Which means glasses.
Yeah, anyway, you're good. All right, so Kovac suspense. By the way, it's $3. Pick up a copy today. COVAX suspense, WHO to publish vaccine rollout plan within days, CMO TNT to know when and how much soon, and efforts being made to get supplies from India. Finally.
I find this is a whole kind of fiasco going on with this India thing, you know, because the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Amory Brown, who I went to school with, QRC.
Really?
Yeah, all right.
You're cute.
Amory Brown. The one with the glasses, huh?
Yeah,
right.
I know.
So he was saying, well, we didn't really finalize, and there was no process, and da 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 da. But he kind of threw the blame. Well, not really the blame, but he said it wasn't a like where we initiated something and they didn't come through or anything along those lines. We, you know, the process wasn't started per se, and he kind of explained everything. But I don't know if that's an explanation that we, the public, are going to accept just like that. Because if it is that other countries and smaller islands can just pick up the phone and say, we need so and so and so and so and blah, 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 and it happens within a week or two, I don't think that is an excuse, but that is just me. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right. So TNT get COVAX rollout within days, info that is. And public utilities, WASA racks up $468 million overtime bill. A scandalous and shameful state of affairs. So much overtime.
Can we work WASA? Can we both work WASA?
I was like, but you know, I've heard rumors a long time ago. People say that's how, you know, that's how these things work. They rather just work overtime. Get more money.
Yep.
So do you really blame an employee for wanting to work overtime?
But what I don't get is the Minister of Public Utilities was saying yesterday as well, or the day before, that which place, in terms of which company, do you see where senior management members are part of a union? That is something I never see in my life. Unions are supposed to be for the employees, right? But this statement that was made by the Minister of Public Utilities is that senior managers in WASA are part of the union, and that's why Watson Duke is up in arms. He's upset. He said we're going to have a day off. You see that, right? Next week, he say all public servants day off next week.
I'm sure they won't mind.
Of course not.
World news. U.S. to seek seat on UN human rights body after Trump pullout. FDA, J&J, single dose, shot prevents COVID-19. It's interesting. A quick look at sports page. Arthur places confidence in Sri Lanka's young squad. And Brathwaite. And what's his name? Rutherford?
Mm-hmm.
Rutherford. Failed to spark as, is it Zalmi? Neil run chase.
Salmi? What does Salmi?
I'm asking you.
Where is this?
C-A-L-M-I.
What tournament are you covering?
I'm seeing a... Is T...
Oh, the one day?
T, right, yeah, probably.
Okay, I know you're talking about.
All right, and... Yeah, so that's about it.
That's it?
That's your headlines this morning. Yeah, pick up a copy today. It is $3. And on that note, let's shout out the papers man in Duncan Village. Good morning, papers man. Make sure that your guardian
newspaper. If I'm papers man, need to bring some. I always say, you know, bring up papers, no problem. Come on by we. Bring some barbecue as well too. We'll give you a water now. What say you?
Nah, I good.
You good? Oh yeah, wait. Mm-hmm. You don't eat meat. But they have fish.
Nah, I very funny about my fish.
All right, let me not go down the road. Anyway, it's Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us. It's the Wake Up Show. It's time for some old school tunes in your dunya.
The Wake Up Show is on now, only on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us. It's time for the Wake Up Show question of the morning.
Right, tonight, so we're talking about 19 minutes before the top of the hour. Some of your favorite remixes up inside here. Inside the Wake Up Show. And it is time to pop out the question.
Mm-hmm, it is indeed. And let me quickly say good morning going out to James out there in New Jersey. He's locked on strong. Morning, James. Have a good one to you and Babsy, all right? So, our question of the morning. Tell us, using your current age, if you could start over life at any point, at what age would you want to be and why?
Interesting.
Very somebody already answered that question, huh?
Really?
It's an interesting answer, yeah.
Wow.
Colbert, what's his name? Beam? Secondary school age, because I definitely go to classes instead of smoking weed and breaking classes.
What the?
That's the boy response. I read it.
That is DJ Chris Beamer?
Nah. So. He don't look like the smoking weed type and breaking class.
That's our next Beamer? Not Anil Beam?
Yeah.
Another one?
Yeah, okay. Secondary school age, because I definitely go to classes instead of smoking weed and breaking classes. Interesting.
I wonder if I should give my answer now or later. Later?
Why, you can bust it out? No, why not?
I look at it so differently in terms of, you always look back and say, well, you know, And we always say it, especially in Back to Basics, that life was so sweet 15, 20, 25, 30 years ago. And things were so simple and nice and no crime and this and that. And we know all of that is true. But from my perspective, would you change? Like, I mean, would you really have if you really had to pick a time, right? Would you change your life from where you are now? All your past experiences, all that you went through, your history, the timeline, you know, every event that has happened in your life. Would you actually go back now and knowing what has happened, wouldn't that like change everything that happens after that point? And then change you.
Because you're getting to start over, right?
Right, but it eventually changes you and you don't really know. You feel, sometimes you feel as a human being that, okay, boy, if I had only know this, if I had only know that, if I knew, like, you know, in many cases, like many of us who have lost loved ones, I would have do this differently, I would have do that, I would have warned this one, I would have tell this one, I would have try and do this, but eventually that would change you. The 2021 you would be changed. You might not be what you want to be. You might be something different. You think it might be a positive change, but it may not be.
Yeah.
You understand? Gotcha. So I look at it a little differently. Maybe I'm a little too sentimental.
So you won't, generally, you will not want to go back?
I've always thought about, you know, going back and, like, informing loved ones, showing them that, okay, this is going to happen. You need to change certain things. But I always tell myself, like, that's like God's will. So would you want to change that? Would you want to change that, and would you want to eventually change your life at the end of the day? So it's something that has been through my mind a lot. And I always tell myself at the end of the day, nah, I don't think I want to change anything.
Well, some people may not want to change anything. And people like, you know, the gentleman who said he probably would have gone to classes. Maybe now he is wiser, he's older, and he sees things differently.
Right.
So maybe depending on your choices in life or what you know now, you know, or the situation that you're in, you may just want to go back and start all over. And people feel like that sometimes.
Right, yeah. I understand totally. So, from my perspective, though, is probably just different to most other people out there who would jump at an opportunity to go back and live a certain period of life. But I always look at it as something will change because you know what's going on at that point and you know what's going to happen eventually. So I know that you will probably do something a little, you know, differently. Even if it's something small, that something small might change the eventual outcome. So I kind of look at it differently. But I understand everybody else has their own, you know, viewpoint.
But could you imagine getting the opportunity to go back and you made the changes that you want, but then when time passes and you're at your current age, the changes that you wanted may not be what you like.
Exactly. Because sometimes you think that, all right, I'm going to make a positive change here. I'm going to make a positive step in this direction. What I did was a little wrong. But sometimes, it's been said, time immemorial, it's been said for a long, long time that, you know, again, all the negative stuff in your life, all the hardship, all the trouble that you go through, that has built you to where you are now, right? We all see it. So sometimes if you say, all right, boy, I should have made this step instead of that step. That step, which may be positive then, may actually end up not teaching you one of life's lessons at a later point. So it's real kind of...
But if you had to play devil's advocate, though, you know, ignoring all that you said, would there be a particular age that you would like to...
Like if there was no consequence... I would definitely go back to, you know, the similar age where that gentleman was talking about school days into early 20s kind of thing. Yeah, that period of time was just definitely the best days. At least for those of us who were living in Trinidad at that point in time and understood that crime was at a low and the linemen were sweet and the friends were nice and everybody was good and there was no hate. It was very, very open. You could have do all sorts of things and it was just bliss. It was really bliss at that point in time. As opposed to, you know, what it is now. So yeah, that for me it would be that time.
All right, fair enough. So that is our question this morning. Feel free to go to our Facebook page and to check it out, because, you know, we want to hear from you this morning. Mm-hmm. Using your current age, if you could start over life at any point, at what age would you want to be and why?
Right. That's what we say. So, we are 13 minutes before the top of the hour. And I have to let you guys know as well that we do have something. Rashmi kind of touched on it yesterday. There is a big promotion. Today, you can look out for an announcement. I believe it will be today, right? It's a big promotion that's happening right here on Sangeet 106. This is us. And it's something that you guys are definitely... Well, I think Rashmi, we've actually pushed it out, right? We've actually started to push it out.
Media.
Yep. And if you saw it in social media, you know exactly what we're talking about. We are talking about Doubles. Doubles is coming to you very, very soon. And I wasn't here in 2019, but I understand that that was when last we had the big competition. Mm-hmm. 2019. And a lot of people had actually... from those internally and those associated with what's going on, a lot of people say that they really like that particular competition with the doubles.
Well, I'm sure they did. I'm sure you got great reviews. Mm-hmm. You can ask Vicky all about it.
All right, cool. I will speak with Vicky after after we are finished with this, and he'll probably give me a nice detailed report as to what went on. But I wasn't here. Sure. I wasn't here at that point in time. So
it was quite fun. I know my girls entered the first year. All of them lined up to doubles. It was the funniest thing.
Right.
Because they came first, second, and third. And people were like, no, actually Rich was like, let me guess, you didn't feed them before you brought them.
Oh God.
I'm like, no, they just happened to like doubles a whole lot. You know, so
So yes, people, it's coming back to you very, very soon, and you'll get all the information hopefully by this afternoon, right? Keep it locked.
Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is authentic East Indian radio. This is us.
Big up to Nar and Suzanne locked on at home as well. Yeah, big up Nar. So, what's he seen, brother?
Everybody cool? Morning, Nar.
Right.
Nar, what's your plan for the weekend? Nar, I was pumping somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just start pumping with Nar.
Well, I had to clarify with him because, you know, a couple of times he told us that he wasn't drinking, right? So I was like, Nar, what's going on? He said, well, I ain't drinking. But he didn't expand. So the other day I was talking to him and he was like, because I was fasting for those couple of days.
Oh, yeah, Chris.
Yeah. So I was like, Nar, I thought you had, like, you know, flipped the script. He said, no. He said, no. But he says some days...
Time to pray and time to drink, right. W.
He says some days when I'm not praying, when I'm not fasting, I still don't drink. If I don't feel the drink, I don't drink. And I like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Really like
that. You don't have to drink just because. Feel it.
Right.
Make up yourself, Nar. I didn't get a name for this person, but I'm getting... Somebody's answering the question. I would go back and change my choices at 18. I don't think if you personally was... I do not think if your personality was the way it was now, it would change by the choices you make. In fact, it makes you more you. So this person's saying that at the age of 18, they would go back.
Hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. But Radha.
You don't know if you made a decision one way, right? And you make a decision another way, it you may think that it's not changing you down the road. But you made that decision one way because you were thinking one way. So are you saying now that your thinking is different? You're thinking differently now as you got older? Is that what he's saying, basically?
Yeah, he or basically. She? Mm-hmm.
So the thinking has changed along the way?
It would seem that way. And I think that's true for a lot of people. As you get older, you I don't... Maybe I should use the term wiser loosely, but I think experience has a lot to do with it. You experience more things. So the more things that you experience and you get to analyze certain things, you think differently.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think it is. Experience, they say, is a good teacher. So that's what it is.
But if you had to, like, you know, taking that question that we, you know, that we popped out, taking that and adding something to it, let's say if you have to rate where you are now in life, you know, because of those decisions and that whole process that took place when you were younger, right? How would you rate yourself, like, you personally? No, would you say
me? I think I'm in a good place,
right?
You know, I have no complaints. I mean, yes, there are things that I probably would want to do differently. But as I chalk it up and said, you know, decisions and lifestyles, and if you're Hindu, people believe in karma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we believe in bringing your past karmas from past lives into here. So things that would have happened in my life, I just say, Rash, maybe that is your karma and you have to work it out in this lifetime. That's just my thing. That's how I think. So I don't contemplate and say, oh gosh, why this happened, or it shouldn't have happened, or I cry over these things. I accept the things that I can't change and I move forward.
Right.
My goal in life now is just to try to be a better person and to elevate myself spiritually.
And don't you think it would be a slight, even, you know, a very minute risk to try and change something, even if you want to badly, even if it's something that you really, really want to change mm-hmm. badly? Isn't there some percentage of risk that comes into play there in, you know, changing?
Of course it is. But the thing is, even though if we get the opportunity to go back, right? But we mm-hmm. get to go back not knowing who we were and what we were doing at the age that we were before we came back.
Right.
So who's to say we won't make the same choices?
Right. That's the thing. Should we have the knowledge of then or the knowledge of now? If we have the knowledge of now, that's a whole different, you know, ball game altogether. That's really like going back in time and you know, seeing yourself doing things, actually being part of certain situations and knowing what's going to happen. But if you go back and you have no, but basically, if you go back and you have no knowledge of the future, that means you're kind of wiping out everything that happened after that point in time. So it really is different. Eh? It's two different things altogether.
I think I've, like, from then to now, I have grown to the fact that I don't question the past.
Mm.
I don't sit down and dwell and ask why and how and all these things.
Right.
I just chalk it up as, this is how my story has to unfold.
Mm-hmm.
This is my journey, and I need to keep pushing forward. That's right. My mentality.
All righty then. That's what we're talking about.
Yes. So mm-hmm. we've got your entertainment news coming up.
Yep. 80 minutes after the hour, time for Sangeet Entertainment News right here, right now.
This is Entertainment News on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us.
Yep, Sangeet Entertainment News inside the Wake Up Show each and every morning. You get that around this time. And it doesn't look like we have too much local entertainment news making the rounds, I don't think. Nope. But of course, plenty in Bollywood, right? A lot in Bollywood. And we go to Mumbai, at least in terms of what's happening in Mumbai. Not physically go to Mumbai. Mumbai Saga's first song, Shor Machega, composed by Yo-Yo Honey Singh, to release on February 28th, all right? The makers of Sanjay Gupta directorial Mumbai Saga dropped the teaser of the film on Wednesday. Now that they are all set to release the first song from the film on February 28th, the party song Shor Machega is composed by Yo-Yo Honey Singh, with lyrics and vocals by Yo-Yo Honey Singh and Homi Dilwala. What's her name? That's his real name?
I have no idea.
Homi Dilwala. That means he's a homie and he's a man of the heart. That's what it means, basically. Homi, who's a man of the heart, all right? So Yo-Yo Honey Singh and Homi Dilwala. Anything that Yo-Yo Honey Singh touches, basically, in India, not outside of India, but in India, does very, very well, all right? So look out for that particular movie, Mumbai Saga, and the first track, of course, probably is out somewhere on YouTube already, right? Shor Machega. All right, let's move on. Katrina
Kaif. Stay calm, man. Just breathe.
All right, Katrina Kaif and Vijay Sethupathi, star directed by Sriram Raghavan, to be titled Merry Christmas. All right. Oh, wow. What a lovely picture. I can block all the other pictures. For the first time ever, Bollywood star Katrina Kaif and South superstar Vijay Sethupathi will be sharing screen space for filmmaker Sriram Raghavan's next film. While the film will go on floors in April, the makers have now locked the title of the film. The film has been titled Merry Christmas, and the core premise is inspired from a short film, and the story is set in Pune. All right, the film, produced by Ramesh Torani, promises to be an edge of the seat thriller. Merry Christmas. I wonder if it is really something to do with Christmas or just like our name to throw you off completely. I wonder. All right. So let's move on. And in the final entertainment news item this morning, we have Kareena Kapoor, I believe. Do we have Kareena Kapoor? Yep. Mm-hmm. Ahead of naming of the naming ceremony of Kareena Kapoor and Saif Ali Khan's second child, gifts pour in from friends and well-wishers. All right. Kareena Kapoor and Saif Ali Khan are proud parents of yet another baby boy after firstborn Taimur Ali Khan, and they are undoubtedly on cloud nine. The actress recently returned home from the hospital with baby Pataudi. Now we hear that there's a naming ceremony that is going on at their residence today. Ahead of the ceremony, balloons and gifts have been pouring in from all directions, basically. And the media had some pictures where certain individuals handling gifts, Sarah Ali Khan and Soha Aliya Khan are also set to be inside the house. So that is real detailed information. Where are people getting this kind of information from?
That is so exciting. Oh my gosh.
I love the thought
of new babies.
You find so, eh?
I find so. I saw DJ Chris's baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
You look like 3-4 months, eh? Like,
all I got was, don't be getting any ideas in your head. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Why is this with all them babies, boy?
What do you mean?
Time and place, and also time of your life, and that's it.
So are you trying to say that I'm old, that I shouldn't be making any more babies?
I didn't say that.
That's what you're trying to imply.
You're 29.99, but you really want to go through all that again? Really? I mean, think about it.
Listen.
You want to go through all that again?
There's a couple out there who needs a surrogate. Or they could buy a horse, man, or carry all the baby for the guys, no seen. Why are you laughing though?
Hey, Bhagwan, I don't know how you just do it, you know. You were actually contemplating.
Listen, even while I was married, I wanted to be a surrogate, okay? That's all I'm saying. And I got the hell no. But I don't understand, if you're in a relationship and you want to be a surrogate mother, why should your significant other be bothered by that? It's your body, it's your choice, it's your womb. If I want to be a surrogate, I should be a surrogate.
I don't know. I have no idea.
There are lots of couples out there who are not able to have babies. And I just think that I would add some joy to their life and be able to be useful. So I didn't mind. I don't mind being a surrogate.
No problem. Good for you. Wonderful. Hey-ha. Bono. Boom, boom, boom. All right. Very good. 24 minutes after 7 o'clock. That was your Sangeet Entertainment News right here inside the Wake Up Show. Look out for more tomorrow morning at the same time. We got either you don't know or you don't know coming up in about 10-11 minutes or so. So keep it locked on.
Rashmi and Big Daddy with you inside the Wake Up Show.
It's time for either you don't know.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into that right about now. Someone shared a fact about Shakira yesterday with me. I do not know who shared it with me. All I know, it ended up in my photos. All right? But I knew this about her. Mm-hmm. A music teacher removed a 10-year-old girl from a music class and said that she sounds like a goat. That girl is now Shakira.
Shakira.
Yeah.
And she
I
actually,
could understand why they said, you know, she sounds like a goat.
She's actually the wife of the individual who plays with the goat every single day.
I'm absolutely in love with Dave. You have to mention that. Why you have to take away the spotlight from the man?
Man scored 2 goals yesterday.
If he didn't,
Mercy.
Know, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, that was enough.
Good. So, you know, when you are a prisoner on death row,
they
always give you.
I don't know. I've never had the pleasure of being a prisoner.
So, you know, the prisoners on death row, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is sentenced to death, right?
Yeah.
Is asked.
They asked, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. For their favorite meal.
Mm-hmm.
Their last meal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason behind the meal is not to fulfill the last wish of the prisoner, you know. Get this. The reason why they're given that final meal is a way to bribe the ghost or the spirit of the prisoner so they will not haunt the executioner, police, or the judge. I like that.
Where is this? This has to be one specific country?
No. They say that is the reason why they give
that was
them
the original
that
reason.
Yeah. Why that meal is
but
given
that,
to them.
That reason probably just lasted like for a year or two or something like that. Because now when you look at it in terms of what's written in the books, it is like a final request in many countries. They actually say that it's like your, you know, your final.
Well, that is
like
the reason behind, maybe that's where it started from.
Right.
You know, so you get your final meal, but maybe a lot of people don't know why.
The origin
it's
of it.
It's not given. Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
So the Aztecs, you know the Aztecs, sorry.
Yes,
the
I
act
know
of childbirth was very special and regarded as a form of battle. Women who died during childbirth were thought to rise to one of the highest heavens, the same as male warriors who died in battle. I like that. So how good is your handwriting? Studies have suggested that gifted people often have a bad handwriting because their brains are working faster than their hands. Did you know this?
If you watch, wait, if you watch my handwriting, my God.
Dr. Handwriting?
It's worse than Dr. Handwriting.
Crapplefoot. Chicken
worse
scratch.
Worse than Crapplefoot.
Chicken scratches.
It's like Bigfoot scratch. It's like all over the place.
All right.
Yeah.
So I thought this was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Someone posted about Michael Jackson's death with 100% exact details 5 hours before his actual death on Wikipedia.
Wow.
No one paid attention because everyone thought it was a prank. However, no single detail was ever found about that particular person.
My goodness.
Well, not interesting.
Conspiracy, boy, conspiracy.
Hmm. Well, this is an up-to-date one. The son of a Palestinian woman who was infected with COVID-19 climbed up her hospital room to sit and see his mother every night until she passed away. The image was first shared on Twitter. It has gone viral on social media.
Hmm.
I will post that picture for you guys.
Wow.
He literally climbed up the side of the hospital, you know, sat on her window. I looked at her.
To see in a room, in a bed.
Mm-hmm, to see in a room, yeah. Because I'm guessing because of quarantine, you're probably not allowed to visit.
Yep.
All right. And I think I've got two more for you.
Mm-hmm.
People who are able to control their emotions are more successful. Research shows that 90% of successful people are able to stay calm around toxic people at work, rising above their negativity and finding solutions to own your problems. It gives you more control in your professional and personal life. Why did I know you were going to laugh at that?
And why would that individual or those individuals that rise above and block out the toxicity, as you said, why are they not like put in a different category in terms of it's just become, anyway, let me not say what I want to say.
Yes, well, sometimes you need to let it out or else you'll end up in the hospital.
Let it go.
So, you know?
Let it
go. You need to drop some of your F-bombs on them.
Let it go.
Just saying. All right, so this is my final. What are the odds? Right? What are the odds this is happening? This could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Two women born on the same day, but 157 years apart, died on the same day. They both met with a friend, put on a new dress, went to a dance, and met their killers. They were both killed the same way, in the same spot, both by men named Thornton, who were acquitted of murders in both cases.
Hmm.
What are the odds of that happening?
No.
All right, so either you don't know, or you don't know, now you know. Good morning to my brother Vijay out there in Florida. He says, whoa, Big Dad. Let me read the message.
What?
Vijay, morning.
When
he
a
says,
sentence
Big Daddy,
starts,
he's good about his handwriting.
Whoa, Big Daddy. It doesn't end well.
He said, morning. He said, Big Daddy, feeling good about his handwriting.
No, I'm not really feeling good. I'm feeling horrible about it, but what do you want me to do? Look at the age I am now. I can't
hang over text messages computers and emails. They ain't to write nothing.
The thing is, you know, like, I'm like, within the last few years, you know, you see your kids writing cursive and stuff, and you're like, I can't remember when last, really and truly, I had to write cursive. Honestly, you know, I can't remember. I don't even know if I can remember how to do it properly.
Hmm.
I mean, I know there are other people out there who are doing it on a regular basis, but not me.
Yeah.
Not me. Anyway.
Good morning, Brian Mungall. He says, I'm locked on. I sure you don't know how crazy I am about you. Huh, some things I'd rather not know, Brian, but nonetheless, okay.
All righty then.
Don't worry. I ain't feeling special. I get out all the time.
Okay then.
I have that effect on men, you know.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us. Yep. I like the cake. I like the cake you put up.
Yes, that cake.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know what cake Big Daddy's talking about, feel free to go to our Facebook page and take a look at it. Especially if you are in love with Dalmatians. Vicky, you could check it out as well.
The only thing is, I don't know if I'll be able to eat a cake like that.
You're looking too cute.
Yeah, well, not in that kind of way. But in terms of, like, you know, having a pet, having a dog, and you kind of have to kind of like dig into it and cut it really? Up and stuff. It just, I don't know.
How is that different from putting people's faces on their birthday cake?
I don't know. I don't know. It seems like cruelty to animals. There's no real cruelty to human beings when they cut up a cake. Somehow, mm-hmm. Somehow I don't feel that way. But like a cake like what you put up, mm-hmm. I would feel real bad just going, cut
it. So then what about baby shower cakes when they have an actual baby?
I don't know, not me. Like I've seen some cakes where it's like there was one actually posted just a few days ago where there was a man lying down. Did you post it or somebody posted it?
Nah,
a man lying down in a hospital bed, right?
What?
Receiving treatment. I'm telling you. And the whole man was a cake. The whole man. It was
in
like
a hospital
6 feet
bed?
A cake.
You?
And he looking like totally alive. Are we talking about like human being, flesh, skin, bones? He's looking like,
nah,
and
I'll
then
pass
they started
to
cut
that.
Up his hand and his arm, and I was like, oh, really good.
I'll pass on that.
Yes, yeah, some people take it to the limit and go over the limit, dive over the limit. I don't know about cakes like that. See, well, me, I'm happy with my basic, regular, puddle messy face on it. A Argentina.
You actually want to cut into Messi's face?
No, I don't cut out that part. Let's leave that.
Let's leave that.
Leave that.
It just gets old and moldy.
It gets stale and moldy.
Lord, talk about ridiculous. So, quick question before we go to our news. I have 6 eggs. I broke 2. I fried 2. I ate 2. How many were left? It is said that 99% of people will fail to answer correctly. So think about it. Inbox us, you know, send us a WhatsApp. Let us know your answer. I have 6 eggs. I broke 2. I fried 2. I ate 2. How many do I have left?
I answered that question. Well, let's sort of try and tire people's head with them kind of questions.
Oh.
Not me. I'm not answering that question. I'll leave it
all
at
right,
Friday.
So
because depending
send us
on
some of your
depending on your angle of approach, you could answer it all how. So
whatever. All right, good morning to studio. Sending love to my hubby Dave. We've got Vishal, Shreya, wishing them a wonderful day from Vimla. Have a great day.
Vimla, when last I hear a name like Vimla, boy, Vimla's a real nice old school, strong old school name. Vimla. Vimla's a nice Bollywood name too. Are Vimla? Beti. Bachao.
Are Beta.
This is us. Right, we're just about 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome to the final hour of the Wake Up Show. Some serious classics from Bollywood to start off the final hour. And I know some of you guys really appreciate the Bollywood in particular. Some like it with the dancehall and the rub-a-dub and everything else associated with Caribbean flavor. And some people just like it with a little bit of rhythm. I cannot speed behind it. So.
And I like it original.
You like it original?
Yeah, not spicy.
Not spicy. All right, cool. No problem. But you
I
know
guess,
the,
you know, it's what you're feeling for, huh? On these. Yeah.
You know the original mood, the original of back then, or should I say the real original, tastes different from the original now. That's
talking about the same thing?
Yeah, we're talking about the same thing.
Okay, because
I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the original Lata Mangeshkar and Kishore and Rafi and all these songs.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Depending on my mood, give it to me original, please.
All right. Okay.
Good.
So that is the slant you normally would take.
That's the slant I normally
but
would take.
But sometimes you're in a broke-out mood.
In a broke-out mood. Yeah, if I'm in a party and I'm pumping, yeah. You know. And even in a party, sometimes if you drop a very popular latter, people will just, you know, get carried away.
Really? Like how?
Mm-hmm.
Like all down on the ground.
You enjoyed the song.
Touching their toes and doing a nail chuck dance.
What's a nail chuck dance?
You don't know the... And then go down on the ground and come back up.
That's a guy and you sing it?
Yeah, of course.
I thought so. Just by
nail
the moment
chuck,
alone.
Nail chuck. But I see real people in Trinidad doing it too. These days. Yeah, real people. I see videos popping up all over. All in Central and South and thing.
So instead of Scrooge Bob just now, we're going to say give the nail chuck.
Yeah, and then, you know, you pause. You chuck and you pause. You know them dancers.
Nonsense.
And them, the dancers and them could teach us a couple of moves.
Okay.
Anyway.
About that. But let me tell you what I know about the coronavirus report this morning. All right, what you need to know? The U.S. FDA says the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine meets requirements for emergency use authorization. A committee will meet Friday on next steps. So that is good news for Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. A new variant carrying worrying mutations was found in New York City. And variants will likely drive a new wave of transmission in the U.S. come spring, infectious disease experts say. Discussions over vaccine passports and supplies are expected to dominate Thursday's European Union summit, and the World Health Organization has reported a sixth consecutive week of declining global coronavirus cases. I always find that report conflicting, don't you?
In terms of...
Okay, so whilst we're declining on one hand, and then they're saying, you know, there could be a new wave.
Well, they're talking about, I think, the variation, right? The strain.
Even South, and with the winter and the spring coming, they're talking about new waves, regardless if it's the new variant or the coronavirus.
Well, it has slowed down to a point where they could see that, you know, it's drastically down. But if it just goes up a little bit more for a period of time, then they will say, all right, as a wave. Even though that wave is not comparable. Yeah, if it's minimal, not comparable to all the waves of 2020, it's still a wave because you would have dropped down to a certain point and then escalated to like a midpoint kind of way and then maybe drop back down again. So
what, I just wanted to go down zero, gone. All right, let's see.
I honestly feel the way everything is going, and people have been saying end of year, end of 2021, but Dr. Fauci, was it yesterday or the day before, he was speaking to President Biden. He says he doesn't think that this is going to be over until maybe mid 2022. That was his prediction. I don't know.
That's right there. 10 months again for Christmas. Yeah. We're good. We're close.
All right.
Pfizer and its partner BioNTech said Thursday they have begun to test how well a third dose of their authorized vaccine stacks up against the new coronavirus variants. The study will look at safety and immune response of a booster dose up to 144 participants from the earlier phase 1 trial in the U.S., including a subset of older adults up to age 85. It will also involve testing how well the antibodies are able to neutralize strains of interest in the lab, the companies said. Mm-hmm. Austria's chancellor calls for green passports for those vaccinated against coronavirus. All right, so Austrian chancellor will push the European Union Thursday to introduce a green passport for people who have protection against coronavirus. Despite U.S. COVID-19 cases dropping, infections are still staggeringly high. This is what experts are worried about. A new ensemble forecast published Wednesday by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention suggests the country's daily COVID-19 death rate will slow in the coming weeks. Good news following more than a month of declining cases and hospital numbers. But now is no time to let up on safety measures for several reasons, according to experts. First, COVID-19 numbers across the U.S. remains staggeringly high. For the past week, the U.S. has averaged more than 72,000 new cases daily, according to Johns Hopkins data. More than 54,000 people remain in hospital with the virus nationwide, according to the COVID Tracking Project. Another big reason to remain cautious, experts have warned, other case surge is likely on its way. One will this time be fueled by coronavirus variants, and the country is still nowhere near herd immunity. Post-vaccination observation period may not be necessary for Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Merkel warns of third wave if Germany does not open cautiously. Despite dropping new cases, infection rate in Latin America remains high amid vaccine shortage. The Americas region, including U.S., is seeing a drop in COVID-19 cases, but infection rate is almost the same as the middle of last year. Most Latin American countries are reporting a drop in new cases, but the virus continues to spread at levels roughly equivalent to those that we saw mid last year. Approximately 78 million people have been vaccinated in the Americas and the Caribbean, but that's not enough. No, nowhere are we in that 78 million.
Nowhere. Nowhere.
No cheering allowed for Tokyo Olympics, torch relay officials say. I am still disturbed as to why we still having this Olympics, you know, to tell you the truth.
I'm just glad that World Cup is next year, not this year.
True.
I don't have any business with Olympics. I mean, one or two events, yes, you look at the 100 meters, if, you know, Trinidad and he's swimming, maybe one or two different events, but that's about it. I don't really go gaga goo over the Olympics. But you see, World Cup is next year, and we are hopeful. All the football fans are very hopeful that next year...
Is Qatar, right?
Yeah, Qatar. And I think...
Are you going?
I don't know. I would love in my life to go at least... Well, I don't think it will be 2022, but I have a very strong feeling. Four years later, it's in the States. It's in the States, Canada, and Mexico. So a couple of us are already planning that. I know I will be... $39.99 or $49.99 or however.
But you're there.
But yeah, your one is right
the
there.
Boy, yeah, it's but right there. In 4 years' time, your boy's still playing.
No, he won't be playing, though, unfortunately.
No, I see.
He will be playing next year, that's for sure. So, I don't know.
Don't worry.
You asked me a question that seriously what I've been contemplating for a few years now, honestly. You see, when we were in Germany, and I was real close, I had real contemplating. Then everybody started sending pics and videos and all kind of things. Getting emotional, yes.
Oh, God, somebody
said
Big Daddy had real hopes.
No, I mean, if you want to go to a World Cup, you know, life is short. You want to go to a World Cup, experience a World Cup, save from now. You know, all of those.
This might sound crazy, but I'm always paranoid about big events like that for some strange reason. I always think about terrorists. And that would be like the perfect example of
where your mind, where your mind's true.
I'm just saying. Anyway, let's stick to the program.
I will protect Messi. Don't go next to him. Run away.
Daddy,
get away from him.
People, I'm sure, that are paid to do that already.
No, I will pay them to leave and I will protect him. Move from Messi.
Your body structure, I'm sure he's safe. So, the Tokyo 2020 Olympic torch relay will start, all right, on March 25th with several COVID-19 countermeasures in place. The Olympics were originally scheduled for last summer but were postponed until this year due to the pandemic. In recent months, the Games have been a point of controversy with rumors of cancellations as Japan deals with a vicious wave of cases, but authorities have insisted the event will go ahead. The torch will go through regions affected by the devastating 2011 earthquake and tsunami, marking the disasters of the 10th anniversary before traveling around every corner of Japan. All right. COVID measures include avoiding the three C's, closed spaces, crowded places, close contact settings. Those who wish to view the relay from the roadside must wear masks, stay home if they feel unwell, and refrain from traveling outside. All right. Researchers find worrying new coronavirus variant in New York City. Two separate teams of researchers said this week they have found a worrying new coronavirus variant in New York City and elsewhere in Northeast that carries mutations that help it evade the body's natural immune response, as well as the effects of antibody treatments. Researchers have named the variant B1526. It appears in people affected in diverse neighborhoods of New York City, they said, and is scattered in the Northeast. One of the mutations in this variant is the same concerning change found in the variant first seen in South Africa, known as B1351. It appears to evade some of the body's response to vaccines as well, and it's becoming more common. Jeez.
Wow.
New evidence that COVID-19, yeah, antibodies lower risks of reinfection. So that's some of the headlines making the COVID news this morning. You can find more on CNN if you like. We'll probably post some on our page. But New York City, please, we are friends there, loved ones. Please be careful, guys.
Yeah.
It's just one thing to the next. It's like, I can't keep up with the variants, honestly. I just can't.
You know, I was also thinking, 2 days ago, I was thinking to myself, if you take one vaccine, right? one brand and then a month or two later you take another brand. From a medical standpoint, I wonder how that is, how that affects you. Like, can you take, like, you know, two different brands within the space of 2-3 months?
Right,
I mean, it's a valid question.
Will clash, you mean?
Well, because now what I'm thinking is, okay, let's say you take the Pfizer or the AstraZeneca now, right? These particular vaccines at this point in time does not really cater for the variants and the new strains, but they say that it's kind of effective. It's mostly effective, but I see that Moderna is saying that they are actually going to change the formula somewhat with their boosters to actually take into account only new strains. So in a month or two, when Moderna you know, sends out their second or third or fourth shipment, they would actually have their vaccines catering for the strains and the variants. So let's say you take one now. Let's say your time is approaching and they say, all right, come for the vaccine. And you say, all right, yeah, better take one now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 2-3 months, 4 months down the road, Moderna says, aha, we have covered all variants and all strains. Is that allowed? Is that medically possible? Somebody will have to answer that first.
Well, I hope, you know, WHO is able to answer these questions.
Because I wouldn't want to wait so long, you know. If I get it now, I get it now. But if I get another one later on the road, why not? You understand? Once it all start to freak out and your head will fall out and, you know, you fall on the ground and start to roll and belly cutting and all kind of thing.
Well, if you could lose weight, I end that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right, so tomorrow, look out for more COVID headlines right here inside the Wake Up Show. Sangeet 106, this is us. Let's continue.
Back to basics on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us.
Yeah, we're just about 24 minutes before the top of the hour. And
you know, that doubles on that poster look real good. I actually have people inboxing me, asking me, where is that doubles man? Yeah, I look real good. That's my incentive to make doubles.
He's not too far away. He's right around the corner, not too far away.
Serious?
Yeah.
All right.
He's right around.
That's not Darren Doubles you're talking about.
Miss, himself, are you talking about?
Nah, that is not Darren Doubles.
That is Darren Doubles.
Vicky, that is Darren Doubles?
That is Darren Doubles. Vicky, let us know.
What?
That doubles look like Darren Doubles?
Nah, the barrel look a little too thin to be Darren Doubles. But anyway.
I think it is.
Morning, Radha. She said the answer to my question. What? Okay, that's all right. Nice. Big up yourself, Darren. All right, so four eggs. Radha said the question is, answer to the question, four eggs. Somebody else is saying four eggs as well. All right, and we have this gentleman from South Carolina. He says, Johnson & Johnson told me I can combine the vaccine with another. No issues. Winston from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm part of the Johnson & Johnson trials, and I'm scheduled in March for Pfizer vaccine. All right, so that's awesome,
so
Winston.
So basically, you can take all in.
So that's what
that's you
said.
Real
you
good combine news.
Yeah,
so Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, the one from China, the one from India, everyone. That's real good. I mean, I know we're not going to take 4 and 5 vaccines, but at least if we could take 2 of them that cover like all the variants and strains, that would be really, really great.
That is excellent.
Really like great. That. Really, really great. All right.
Let me say good morning going out to my nephews, Anish and Avish out there in New Jersey. They're locked on strong.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to the Wake Up Show.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Nice. Very nice. 5 minutes before the top of the hour, just about thereabouts.
Mm-hmm. I find it real. Make me wait for Uncle Sambo John Boy.
Well,
yay.
The best comes at the end.
I got you.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish. You understand? Only in TNT. Would you actually, I've never seen this in my life. I saw this last night on CNC 3 News. Only in TNT would you have the Minister of Public Utilities saying, if the leader of the PSA, also known as Watson Duke, says that there's nothing wrong with WASA, he lie. When last you hear a politician, in my living memory, I have never heard a politician say, WASA is corrupt and it have problems and it have issues, and if the PSA, head of the PSA says nothing wrong with WASA, he lie. WASA are real problems. But my question is, where did those problems emanate from? Where did they start? how Wassa reached to that point where they are real problems and they owing, I think it's $10 billion right now. So it takes up, wait, we have a kind of role reversal here. The PSA is normally one, or unions are normally the bodies that would say, well, this have so much of problems, this are problems here, and health and safety and this and that, and now they say, no, nothing wrong. Watson Duke actually said yesterday that Wassa is producing more water than ever before. You believe that?
Of course not.
He said Wassa now is providing water for more individuals than they ever did before. More people are getting water than ever before in their life. Watson Duke, I think that politician in here, it kind of taking over your whole dunya, boy. Your whole dunya, because you saying it are no problems, and then the minister has to be telling you, if you think it are no problems, you lie. Only in TNT, I nearly fall on yesterday when I see that.
Imagine that. That will be a glorious day. The entire country have, you know, got access to water and no complaints.
And that is basic thing, eh? Basic thing in any country, eh? Water, power, good roads, decent roads. I mean, come on.
Hey, we can't fix your road. This is Pothole Paradise. That will take away the title.
Don't worry about it. So before we lock and leave, I know we have some more information.
You know, I had a goalie in TNT. I'll keep it for tomorrow.
You can bust it now if you want.
You sure?
If it's very quick, yeah.
All right, so only in TNT, trainees will measure one cup of rice using an old juice tin, enamel cup, or a bowl. Other people around you will actually use a measuring cup that says one cup. How many people, you know, trainees, actually have an enamel cup in their rice bucket? Or a teacup?
How many I know?
Yeah.
Don't miss that counting.
Okay, so there we go. See, only trainees do that. Set our old enamel cup in your rice bucket, all kind of thing. So I know we did ask that question this morning, Big Daddy, as we get ready to wrap things up today. I was just going to give three quick comments. Nadia said, I won't change a thing. I don't have any regrets. I have a wonderful relationship for the past 26 years. Two beautiful kids. I'm happy. Lisa said, I would stay in school, would have taken my education a bit more serious. People are messaging me saying, I think education and going back to school is number one on the list. Ash says she would not have fallen in love at all if she knew better. She got back to that innocent stage.
Fall
in love.
No problem. Nice responses. Good responses. And of course, if you want to check out more, you can check out our Facebook page.
Just want to remind you all, our doubles, you know, promotion of Big Daddy, as, you know, mentioned before. Keep your ears peeled to Sangeet 106.1 FM. Keep a lookout on social media. Feel free to do that. All right. Good morning. Going on to my Gracie, my Port St. Lucie family. Have a blessed and wonderful Thursday, Trinidad and Tobago. We'll catch you tomorrow. Thank you, Big Daddy. Thank you, Vicky. And love to everyone locked on.
Yep. Thanks to one and all being there back on the sub. Love, dedication, affection, Piyadish Mohabbat. Love all about like family and the man above, God Almighty, putting us in these seats to educate, inform, and entertain. Without him, nothing at all is possible. Vicky, your closing comments, sir?
We got to say, you know, all good things come to an end. And this is where we gotta say goodbye. And
adios.
Catch us again tomorrow.
Yep, definitely.
Friday.
You have a wonderful day.
Yes.
Friday tomorrow. Friday. Alright, so Karen is up next. Right here inside Sangeet 106.1 FM.
Bringing back all the memories. Back to basics on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us.